sir, what is your name? Okay, Mr. Hernandez.
Yeah, I think
about that, correct. Okay, sir, Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing. His will be the next voice here.
All right.
Okay. Can you hear me okay, sir?
All right.
Okay. Can you state your full name and agency number for the record, please? Thank you, sir. You're 24 years on board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to a community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen to your far left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Then we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, who's our acting board chair. And then all the way to the right is the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room with us today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of the hearing. You remember that form?
Yes.
Well, okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
All right, so I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in at this time. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yeah.
I do. I need you to make an amendment. We would like to strike allegation number two, condition number two, the failure to follow directives. We're going to strike that from the warrant.
Strike the entire allegation?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, sir. Department of Corrections. Deleted the second allegation on your warrant completely, so we only have one to deal with, but we'll get there in a minute. Okay, so your hearing is, will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine whether or not your conditions of supervision have been violated, and then if they have been violated in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. There's a phase one, sir. I'm going to read the one allegation that's remaining on your warrant. Let me find my piece of paper here. I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I do so, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. So, allegation number one is violation of air legal condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 3731 East Helena Stravenue, Tucson, Arizona, 85706, on or about September 15, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you remain a scoundrel from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
So they're asking if I changed my address?
That means you need to read the couldn't be found, but you left your address and the parole officer couldn't find you and you didn't contact him.
I contacted my parole officer, but I stayed at that address. I was at that address like...
Okay, so you're saying that the allegation is false?
Yeah.
It's false? You didn't abscond? Okay. All right, so with that, we're going to ask Mr. Turner to read allegation number one, and then we'll discuss it.
Ready?
Mr. Turner.
Allegation number one. On 10-1-2018, the offender failed to report for a scheduled contact visit with his assigned PO. The offender did not call as to why he did not report. On 10-2-2018, this officer delivered a notice of noncompliance letter to the offender's residence at 3731 East Helena Stravenea, Tucson, Arizona, 85706. On 10-2018, this officer spoke via phone with the offender's sponsor, grandmother Margarita Castillo. She stated that the offender left on 9-15-2018, and she is not aware of the offender's whereabouts. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is absconded from supervision. Follow-up to number one, on 10-5-2018, this officer called the sponsor, Margarita Castellan, no answer and no way to leave a message. On the same day, the offender was not listed as a patient at St. Mary's and UMC Hospital. This officer has no other way to locate the offender.
Thank you, sir. So, what are his thoughts about that, sir?
They said that they called him back. Okay, so I had a woman check in. I don't know the date, but when I had a woman check in, she had called me and told me that I was supposed to report, and I told her that I couldn't make it. And I went in to go and see her, and she told me I had a whole month to report. And that's when she called my grandmother. And she called my grandmother, she said that I don't report it. I talked to, I don't remember the guy's name, he was above my parole officer. But my grandmother had said that I wasn't there, and it was just because that I was staying at my girlfriend's house.
Okay.
But they have called the response about this.
Okay, sir, that, sir, it sounds like you're going to need a little more time to discuss it, so I'm going to move this to phase two. So, I'm going to make a motion to move this to phase two, and so based on the information of 2018-3092, allegation number one, as information stated by Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Hernandez Gavin was delinquent as a violated term of condition of the supervision and a NAV lapse or VAT lapse in the criminal wage of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Canales and Mr. Johnson. Let's see. Okay, sir, we're going to move to phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So stay right there on the phone, and I'll get right back to you, okay? Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Hernandez Galvin was released from ABC custody on 8-8-2018 and arrested on 12-9-2018 by the Pascual Yaqui Tribal PD on new felony charges of drug paraphernalia. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12-20-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 427-2019 with 85 abscond days. Current convictions, 2016, commitment A, count 5, narcotic drug violation, 6 months. 2016, commitment A, count 6, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. 2016, commitment B, count 1, theft, means of transportation, 2 years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted, and he has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests, there were other arrests, however, the charges were either not processed or dismissed. His a GB score of G1, V2. Status of charges, per the Pascual Yaqui court, charges were dismissed on 12-9-2018.
So, Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take it that arrest was in the state of Arizona?
Yeah, I believe that's down in Tucson, that trial.
Right, because I believe that reservation is like the Tahoma Orleans and runs into Mexico.
I'm going to double check, but I'm going to say it doesn't state.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I know there are Yaquis in northern Mexico, but I don't know if they're part of that same reservation or not. I just want to be clear that he was in, they haven't left the state.
It doesn't state whether it was or wasn't. It just says.
Okay, but then I'll assume that it's within the borders of the great state of Arizona. Okay, sir, we're going to go over a summary of the case supervision here. And as we do, then we'll get back to... Can you hear me without that phone up to your ear? Can you hear me?
I'm going to use your case...
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with the acoustics on your end of it. Some of the places they can hear us, even if they don't have a phone right up to their ear. All right, so we're going to do this. So you were originally approved to go to TLC on Thurber Road in Tucson, but you failed to report to TLC. So then, on August 23rd or 2018, if you reported, your report was either your little friend, Amanda Guerrero, she was on Valencia Road, 8:30, you reported to see Peter Mata, and he stated if the move-in of your grandmother, Margarita, that was the anonymous address. You were given verbal approval by your sponsor, and Peter Mata conducted a field visit to the residents and got consent form signed by your sponsor on September 15, 2018. You moved out. Now, according to this, you were at the end of August, you moved in with your grandmother, that's where you were supposed to stay. And according to her, you left her on the 15th of September, after about 2 weeks. And she didn't know where you were at. So when your PA went for the visit, you wouldn't be there, would you? Where did you go when you left your grandmother's house?
I was back and forth from my girlfriend's house to my grandma. That's why when I went home and see my parole officer and I told her, and she said I told her that was my address, but I would stay the night at my girlfriend's. She said that I couldn't do that. And that was in October. So she told me that I didn't do that, and I said that was fine. That's when I went in and reported to her. My phone was stolen that day, and the reason why the whole thing about TLC, when I got released from TLC, I called TLC, and they said they had no bed spaces available.
Okay, so, well, that's fine. That's not the allegation. That's not the problem. And according to the summary, you didn't go to TLC. And then you said you were with your girlfriend, and your PO told you you can't do that, and you went to see your grandmother. He gave you, you got the verbal approval to stay there, and then a field visit was done, and your grandmother's residence was approved, and that was on the 31st of August. According to your sponsor grandmother, you left her house on the 15th of September. Okay, and you were gone, according to everything else, for 85 days, which is a little bit over a month. You didn't report to your PO. So, did you just not think you had to follow the rules?
No. See, I went in and reported to my parole officer, and she told me I had a whole month that...
Let me ask you a question. You said that more than once, that your PO told you had a whole month before you had a report, right? How long is a month? How many days are in a month? How many days are in a month?
30.
And you're on 85 days, so my calculations, the math they taught me, that's almost 3 months. Okay, so that's why I'm asking you, what do you think you could make up your own rules? Because you're not following the rules your PO gave you.
No, see, I reported in October, and that's when she told me that I couldn't be at my girlfriend's house. And in October, they called my grandmother, my grandfather, they called my grandmother's address, or number, to where I was addressed to, and asked if I was staying there. My grandfather...
Okay, but sir, when you got out of jail, weren't you given instructions that you have to report to your PO at certain intervals? And that when your PO told you that you had a month before you had a report, that you had to report to her, but you didn't report.
Yeah, I reported to her four times.
Okay, well, okay. According to the paperwork I have, you didn't report him for 2 hours for 85 days. Also, apparently you were arrested for drug paraphernalia and some other felony charges by the tribal police down there. So it sounded like you weren't behaving while you were out.
Yeah.
So do you have a drug problem, sir? Do you have a drug problem, sir?
Yes, I have a drug problem, yes, I do.
Okay. I'll see if my fellow board members have any questions.
Yes, sir.
No questions? Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion, make a determination shortly. Before we do, I'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. If there's anything else you think the board should know before we make a determination, now would be the time to do it. We just ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to tell the board, sir?
No, I didn't really
cover
anything. I didn't get a chance to speak, but this
time. All right. The board will be going to discussion to make a determination. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. We'll be discussing your case. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay on the phone. You can listen to the entire conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you. Okay, sir? And the board is now in discussion. It seems like from the information I can glean from the report from Mr. Hernandez Godwin, or that he doesn't quite understand how to follow the rules as given by his PO. It seems that he makes decisions to go as he pleases, not go where he doesn't want to go. But you know, based on everything I have here in the warrant and Mr. Hernandez Godwin's testimony, I don't think it's good to have him return to community supervision. But I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any more discussion. Okay. So based on all the information, warrant number 2018-3092, Mr. Hernandez Godwin's testimony and the information from the parties' corrections, I'm going to revoke community supervision in this group. Hernandez Godwin has been delinquent, violated terms of condition of supervision, and that lapse was about lapse and it couldn't raise for the company.
Second. Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canones, agreed by this Mr. Johnson. Alright, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. Your scheduled release date is April 27th, which really isn't very far away. You said you asked them in the meantime that you particularly available to programming, make yourself a good strong plan so when you get out and you don't have the department of corrections tell me where to go, that you can go and be successful and not end up back in that orange t-shirt, okay? Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right, just leave your hearing and please lay the phone down and let the next inmate come in.
We still have quite a few.